The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozell Live by Dr. Tom Rozell, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. Indeed, we're live. It's Sunday. It's 11 o'clock, so we are live, and we're in the Washington metro area, and it's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to go out and have some fun with it. Hopefully, you will as well. You know, it was fun yesterday being out and about and seeing people more relaxed, and actually, it was packed every place that I went. I was out at the Reston Town Center kind of walking around and around our area in Oakton and so forth. It's just so lovely and so encouraging to see people out and about. We have a great program for you today, one that excites me because it's a major area of interest, but more importantly, I get to talk to somebody who's brilliant on the subject, and we're going to talk about something that you can do to make sure that you keep your immunological levels, your strength of being able to protect yourself from all kinds of stuff, whether it's viruses or bacteria or anything that kind of comes down the pike at the highest level possible. We're talking about your immune system, and we're going to talk about immune system in ancient Chinese acupuncture and how it strengthens and restores your function and actually brings you up, and how during this period of time, this crazy viral COVID, silliness we've been in for over a year, that it actually has saved a lot of different people. But to do that, I have to bring in the expert, Dr. Stephanie Pina. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
Good morning, once again.
It is morning. One of these days we'll figure it out, because we used to be on, 12 o'clock, and we'd said it was morning time. Then when it's morning time, we'd say it's the afternoon time. It's confusing, but we're here. It's 11 o'clock. It's Washington, D.C.
It's a good kind of confusion, though.
It is a good kind of confusion. That just means that we're having to think. Let's get into a little bit of the topic. This is really an important, when you're talking about strengthening and restoring immunological function, and, there's really, nothing has been tested more than a science that's been around for thousands of years with tremendous application, and that's acupuncture. We want to know, how did it get to this country? We can go back to the 70s, because it was President Richard Nixon that actually opened the door to China to bring in the application of acupuncture. But, having said that, let's kind of, pick this thing apart and tweak it. People are scrambling, and they're trying to say, okay, how do I bring up my impaired immune system? How do I, get things to work properly? And one of the things that they may not think about is acupuncture. Why is acupuncture so powerful? We'll start with, what's the impact? What does it have this effect on the body?
Well, the main thing with acupuncture, what's interesting is, people primarily have been using it for pain management, whether it's acute pain or chronic pain. That's kind of how a lot of people get introduced to it, where they're coming into our clinic. It's almost like a therapy alongside something else, which is fine, and that's great. But the reason why it's so effective in there is because it works on so many systems in the body. And when you think on that, the immune system relies on so many different systems of the body. It's not just those red blood cells and those white blood cells and defending off viruses and bacteria and stuff. Our body has to get that communication going throughout, from the brain, through the blood vessels, to those tissues. It has to go out throughout the body. And that's the great thing, is that what acupuncture can do is affect all those different systems and even have little diverted subway pathways to kind of get there as well, too, if there's blockages. So there's not really another system like that kind of takes all of this into consideration the way acupuncture does. And it is really a bigger system than just the needling itself. It also combines a lot of other aspects of traditional Chinese medicine as well, too. But acupuncture in itself has been used and is growing. And it's a lot of times it's the fear of the unknown that keep people from trying it or looking into it. And these are all things that I talk to people about all the time. So, the lecture is definitely something that we're going to be going into, just like here on the radio show.
And we want, I wanted to let everybody know that we are back in live presentations at our office now at the Rozell Center in Fairfax. All you have to do is to call 703-698-7117 and register. You can register online as well. But, you know, we're here, we're live again. And thank God, you know, because it's so much better to be able to talk to you one-on-one and answer your questions and so forth. So this Wednesday evening coming up, this presentation with Dr. Stephanie Pina, acupuncture and immune support or immune system, bringing up that piece of the puzzle that we all want to know more about, is going to be in-house at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. We'd love to have you. I promise you that our office is still extremely, extremely protected. And, you know, we're going to take every opportunity to make sure it stays that way. You know, we have HEPA filters, air filters, things are being cleaned out completely. And please join us. I think that, one, you'll enjoy our office. For those of you who have never been there before, we take pride in showing it off. But more importantly, it gives us the opportunity to really get one-on-one with you and answer questions. And again, you will be completely safe. You know, Dr. Stephanie, you know, I was going through some articles the other day, and there was one that you probably may be familiar with and probably others like it. And I was perusing through the National Library of Medicine and, you know, PubMed publications, which, you know, all of us are very familiar with. And there was one called the Acupuncture in Immune Modulation. And it went on to say, you know, that acupuncture is, you know, 5,000 years old. And, but the interesting thing is that the effect that it has in automatic control of immunological balancing the body and how it's applied to immunodeficiency syndromes across the board, whether it's other viral entities and so forth. But, you know, how much of that is really, you know, I hope this works, or it really has the data, the detail behind it that says, yes, acupuncture is the real deal. It really brings up that immune response. The article really took me by surprise because it got very detailed, which very few of them do. And it goes back, you know, probably 15 years.
Yeah. The great thing is that just like with other types of complementary alternative medicines, you know, there's been a rise and increase in research and increase in availability to getting that out to the public. So when people say there's no research on this, not only do you have clinical research for at least 2,000 years when some of the earlier books were starting to written about what different types of points could do, but essentially we've graduated to now where there's full clinical studies and controlled studies and systematic reviews where we've been able to look at how are things changed over time and what's been repeatable as well too. So when we look at these major websites like PubMed that have the ability to kind of pull everything together, it's a great resource for practitioners. It's a little much for the common public. So I always like to take that information and really bring it down to earth. So what we're talking about is, you know, is there evidence that says, can Chinese medicine, these kind of concepts that we're not familiar with energy and qi and wei qi, which is the defensive qi or our immune system, can these and these points that we use, can they have an effect on our long-term health and wellness? And what's amazing is sometimes we have to think about how do we use these points in acute conditions? So we saw this at the beginning of last year, and how do we prevent respiratory failure? How do we keep colds and flus and allergies away? But then also, how does that go into the recovery stage as well too? What happens later on down the path line when people return back to work and what kind of comes along there? And what's great is that there's research studies plus there's clinical anecdotes as far as what happens. And then the patients will tell you a lot themselves. They're my best researchers, really, because they can tell me how they felt after one treatment. And some of the research that's out is based off of using one acupuncture point. Just like one of the ones you might have run into was about HIV patients that were given one point on the leg at stomach 36, which is a point that comes up very frequently, and was able to bring up CD4 and CD9, CD8 cells. And essentially that's really looking at where they're depleted. So there's a lot of that back and forth of using an acupuncture point to help out and understand it in a Western medicine model. And unfortunately, yeah, I like all the time have to go through and explain this to people, how this affects them and how can we individualize it for the person in front of us, so they don't just think they're in a research study as well too.
Interesting you bring that up, because the article that I was reading, it goes back actually to
1998.
It goes back to 1998, actually. And it was talking about this, you know, through this COVID process, you know, we heard about cytokine storms, this inflammatory reaction that took place. And everybody said, oh my God, this is something that's never happened before. Well, roll the clock back a little bit. And there was a wealth of articles that were well researched and documented talking about what happens, you know, with this process, how the cytokine pathway gets stimulated and all these the side events. We won't get into it, make it confusing for everybody. But particularly, when they're talking about, you know, the respiratory viral patterns that were associated with, you know, any kind of, problem that is the flu or influenza, or and particularly affecting older adults and little children, because, you know, in a normal flu season, which is a viral pattern, right? Children are the ones that have to worry about dying because it affects them. They don't have a very strong respiratory system. And it showed how acupuncture affected this immunological pathway and basically restored function and minimized the impact of these viral loads on the body. So that was the whole point of bringing it up. It's kind of interesting. And the point is, it's been around. We've known about this stuff now for a long time. This is not something that's new, meaning cytokine storms. But the interesting piece is that acupuncture has such amazing and immediate impact on controlling this and also prevention.
And what's interesting is, you know, we think back to some of the previous radio shows and topics that we've talked about, and it was almost about a year ago, maybe a little bit more, that we did a natural, how to boost your immune system naturally. And we talked a little bit about this, but we also did allergies early this year. All of these are inflammation responses that rely on the immune system detecting that something is off. And we want the immune system to be able to function. We just need to optimize it and then kind of help it in the recovery process as well, too. Because how many times do you have people that come in and either they're too sick to be sick, so they never have any responses, and so they can't develop any kind of response, or they tend to just get sick over and over, and it's like they're never recovering. Well, that's because their immune system has done all it possibly can, but it needs to also function on an everyday basis. So we wouldn't normally think of something as minor as acupuncture, but essentially what it's doing is helping the body kind of restore its normal health. There's a great article that I had just read that came out recently, and it talked about this idea of robustness. And that's kind of what a new concept of kind of our new theory behind acupuncture is, that it helps out with the body's robustness and that ability to kind of connect everything together and kind of continue that connection as well too. So it helps out in so many different ways, but sometimes you can also not only identify and diagnose with acupuncture and Chinese medicine, but also trying to help to identify some of the underlying causes and treat them as well too, that put us in this position where we're prone to getting sick and we're prone to not recovering well, whether that's accident, injury, or infection.
You know, it's very interesting when you start going through things. There's not a whole lot that's different. And when we get back into the next part of the program, I want to talk to you a little bit about the sequela, if you will, of some of these viral loads, the long-term residuals, the body's still holding on to things, and I want to know how acupuncture can help that. We're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina. We're talking about acupuncture and your immune system. Don't go away. We'll be right back after important messages.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina, doctor of naturopathic medicine and acupuncturist. And we're talking about something interesting, you know, acupuncture and your immune system and how you can keep that thing strong. But more importantly, you know, so many of you directly, indirectly have been, you know, exposed, and you've been worried about your immune system. And, oh, my God, am I going to get this stupidity that's out there, this COVID thing? Am I going to get the sequela, the side events of it? You know, you hear the term long haulers and, you know, all these things that won't let go. So at the end of the day, we need to discuss them. Dr. Stephanie, welcome again. let's get back in. This Wednesday evening, you're going to be doing, I think it's the 30th of June. We're back in office, and we're going to be doing a live presentation. Thank God. You know, we're back at it again. It's the second one we've done. And, we'd like to encourage our listening audience, those of you that like to attend, just call the Results Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. We're just off the National Capital Beltway in Fairfax, Route 50. Please join us. We'd love to have you as our guest, and we'd love to show off our facility. And I promise you, you'll be very safe within our facility, as we've gone out of our way to make that happen. Dr. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit about, you know, the sequela that's out there and the things that people are afraid of, the, you know, the variants, if you will, the long haulers, meaning, you know, the continuation of the symptom presentation and so forth. Is acupuncture effective in supporting immunological responses, reversing some of these things, the pericarditis, the anxiety patterns, the things that people are suffering from, even from the vaccines? A lot of people, it's known now that, you know, the vaccines have side effects and even blood clotting. What's your take on it?
I think it is. And what's interesting is we've had enough people who have gotten the virus, who have recovered from the virus, and then have come into the office. And you're gathering information just like they are, you know, in other areas about what people are going through afterwards. And there's still very much that mental, emotional side and fear and intimidation of everything going on as well, too. So acupuncture does give you a chance to not only boost the immune system, but helps out with blood circulation because we haven't been getting out and walking around, which is one of the things that helps to kind of deal with some of the blood clot situations, to kind of help move more blood throughout the body, get more oxygen to those muscles that haven't been moving as much. You're also a chance to address some of the stress patterns that are going on as well, too. If the body's been dealing, even if you didn't get sick, but you thought you may have had side effects from either the vaccine or from COVID, or, you know, just being indoors and having, you know, the stress patterns that we all had to deal with not being able to get out in the fresh and open air and stuff, you know, it gives a chance to put the focus back on you, because essentially each acupuncture session is individualized for the person. So it's, what are you going through at this moment? And you may not have had a chance to give yourself that 25, 30 minutes for a while because you've been worrying about everything else. So one of the things it does, no matter what the symptoms of, is it really starts to turn down that stress response, that sympathetic fight flight response. And it doesn't matter what you're coming in for that. It does it on its own. You can ask a lot of people who come up of an acupuncture session, and they'll say, I feel relaxed and I feel like I don't want to have a nap because I just feel like I'm in a better mood and a better place emotionally, mentally. And that's, you can't take away from that. So essentially what that can do is put the body in the right time and place to heal and optimize what it needs to do to heal, what's going on. And then where do we move forward from that also becomes a big unknown, because we have to see what brings us. And, you know, and then we think ahead of what's going on in the future. We always treat ahead a few seasons anyway. So we're thinking about fall time and allergies now, and what's cold and flu season going to be like next year. So the good thing is you don't have to treat just at the moment. You can improve your own wellness and then also treat what we need more help with recovery.
You know, patients will ask me, and when I'm out lecturing, said, you know, you seem to have maintained your health throughout this entirety, you know, when it comes to immune reaction and so forth. And, you know, I haven't isolated myself. I've been out teaching virtually all over the country throughout this last 18 months. And, you know, people say, well, how do you do that? Well, you know, obviously vitamin D and zinc and all those things. And I watch my diet, and I get acupuncture treatment all the time. And you've taken great care of me. And I don't fear that, as long as my immunological response is solid. This, like everything else, if you are susceptible, you're going to get this and anything else. But acupuncture has tremendous impact in keeping the body strong, resilient. As you said, it moves blood. It gets the circulation going. It helps eliminate waste patterns and so forth. But protective autoimmunity is part of the paradigm shift, if you will, when it comes to, you know, keeping, you know, us on a very strong basis. How many patients, you know, that as they've known you, really finally get the idea that, you know, this has got to be part of my lifestyle. This is something that I do. And we go back, you know, acupuncture is 5,000 years old. So, you know, there's a lot of history here.
Well, it's interesting because it's, the reaction that acupuncture gives us is on a gentler stage. And so when people kind of wonder, is it doing anything for me, or this session didn't work? And everybody, like every practitioner, is a little bit different. So that's why I really like to take the time to figure out where someone is in their treatment protocols, what are their goals, because then you can optimize that session for them. But you can also find out a way to come up with a plan for the future as well. And that way it kind of addresses any of their goals and really educate them about what's going on in the treatment session itself.
Hold that thought. We're going to come back to it after a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest, Dr. Stephanie Pina. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rizal Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Indeed, we are on this absolutely lovely Washington Metropolitan Day. Make sure you get outside and go have some fun because it is glorious out there. We've had a really good weekend. A little bit of rain here and there, but you know what? Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy those rains. Go get that vitamin D and absorb it into your skin. This is the time of the year that if you get outside, you don't have a lot of sunblock on, you're going to get some vitamin D. But you need to take it anyway because we want those vitamin D levels nice and high. We're talking about acupuncture and your immune system and something that we do extremely effectively at the Rizal Center for Healing in Fairfax. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who will be your host, your presenter this Wednesday evening, June the 30th, the last day of the month at 7 p.m. We'd love to have you there as our guest. We're back in office, if you will, doing live presentations for you. And I promise you, you'll be extremely safe within our office. That place is so crazy sterile. It's almost frightening to any bug, no matter what its venue is. So please join us, 703-698-7117. That's how you register for the class. You can do it online. Go to rozellecare.com. That's rozellecare.com. And those of you who've never been to the office, we'd love to have you as a guest and show you around. We'd love to, you know, walk you through and show you what we have. It's a 6,000 square foot plant. We have a lot of room. Lecture area is multidimensional. We have multiple screens, so there's not a bad seat anywhere in the place. So please join us and give us a call. Dr. Stephanie will give you more detailed information on your immune system, but importantly, how acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine can be very impactful in keeping you well. You know, many of you have worried about, you know, the residuals, the sequela, the side effects of not only the viral pattern itself, but also of the vaccinations, because a lot of people have noticed that they've been getting symptoms from pericarditis, particularly in guys, and clotting problems and so forth and so on. Well, there's a way that you might be able to help yourself. Actually, not might be able. In fact, there is. It's called acupuncture. Dr. Stephanie, let's talk about the impact a little bit more in depth on acupuncture and people's immune system. Why is it so effective? There's a lot of studies out there that have recorded, you know, the different immunological cells that respond dramatically and, you know, where they were very low and then now they record them and they're very high and, you know, people's health have become far better restored than what they were in the beginning.
Yeah, it's always interesting. One of the first areas when I first started doing acupuncture that I was interested in was actually the area of oncology. So working with cancer patients. And to me, that's, you know, kind of one of the ultimate areas of where the immune system is being taxed because it's overworking because of the cancer, but then it's taxed because essentially, you know, you have different types of medicines going in that are supposed to modify that as well too. And you're enhancing immune system and shutting it down at the same time. And so acupuncture has been used supportively with different types of chemotherapy, radiation, post-surgical treatments for a long time. It's one of the growing areas of research, but also you're seeing the large hospitals and cancer clinics bring acupuncturists in to help work with patients on there, not only from the physiological station, but also from the mental, emotional side too, to help out with the stressors of the different types of treatments. So whether we're thinking about colds and flus and viruses, or we're thinking about promoting health and restoring normal, ordinary function, it's all kind of combined together. When we start to move blood flow and oxygen flow and get the organ systems to function and detox, it's not necessarily saying, oh, this is because you had this or you have that or this happened to you. It kind of wants to basically bring the body back to homeostasis, get everything back into balance. So it's working on the whole system. So I always tell people when they come in, their homework is to pay attention to themselves, because I want to know what their body's telling them back. What are they doing? So this is one of the main reasons it's a great time to do this particular topic, as people are starting to get out and about and wondering, like, what was I able to do with my wellness and my health during all this time when I was told to stay home and not do anything? And even some of the protocols that we were talking about from a nutrition side, what are they doing? They worked on overall immune health. They didn't, there wasn't just the COVID profile. It was working on everything. And that's how we stayed strong and healthy. So this is a perfect topic to have back in-house. It's a very visual one. So I encourage people, like, definitely to come in, because we're going to be kind of hands-on on ourselves, and basically kind of figuring out where are some of these points and making it as easy as it can be, because it can be a complex topic as well too.
You know, one of the things I've told people for a long time, that there are a lot of different departments, agencies, so forth, that knew that there was something coming down the pike very quickly. And some of the research actually that is now out there, particularly in acupuncture and coming out of Asia, goes back to 2019. There was an article that I came about that I read, and it was published at initially presented Johns Hopkins, but now it's in the journals of PubMed, you know, which is a very, very well-known accumulation of data. And it says the efficacy, if you will, of acupuncture for improving the side effects of COVID-19 and its traditional Western medicine treatments. And it was a huge review and a meta-analysis of all of this. And basically, with the conclusion, without getting to, we could talk about this one study for hours, is that they're saying that a lot of the way that they were treating people with, you know, forced ventilators and so forth, and some of the other things, had tremendous side effects that were affecting the heart and the liver, the kidneys and so forth. And even the things that were working, the residuals, if you will, of these viral patterns can affect these things. But they went on to say that, you know, acupuncture being a non-pharmacological method had the end product, the analysis was that it had a tremendous impact on the neuroendocrine immune system across the board, and resolved so many of these things, and was able to modify the sequelae, the side effects. And they went on, they used all kinds of measurements from, you know, troponin, which measures heart damage, and particularly in cases like heart attacks, and inflammatory markers like, you know, C-reactive proteins and creatine, you know, looking for damage. And what they saw when that, it reversed so much of this, and I'm sure you're aware of a lot of that, but that's a tremendous impact of acupuncture on the system. It's easy. It's able to be straightforward, not setting aside the things that, you know, the other symptoms of fatigue and muscle pain and vomiting and diarrhea and yada, 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 yada.
Yeah, it's amazing, because there's a lot of things too that I teach patients that they can use as take homes to help with some of the side effect stuff, like nausea, number one. Like, I mean, if you think about it, I would love to invest into the seasickness bands that all the ocean liners and everything did, because they're using an acupuncture point where that seasickness band sits. They're using acupuncture knowledge to kind of help treat side effects and stuff. But what I think is interesting as far as the information that came out about COVID, and when I've talked to colleagues and we were able to talk with other acupuncturists who had direct connections with the hospitals there and stuff, and saw how more of the acupuncture and Chinese medicine was being worked, is they used it in the system. So sometimes they used it by itself, sometimes they used it separately. But you got to remember that acupuncture is part of it. Sometimes they would use it with herbal medicine, just as like a medication would be used. But when they really started to see more of the benefits and the breakthroughs, they started to say, hey, we got to break this down into a number of different levels, essentially. Are we trying to prevent something? So this might have been used for the hospital workers who were actually actively trying to treat patients with COVID. They needed something very different as far as their treatment, as far as the people who were coming in that just had original symptoms of COVID. And then as far as treatment progressed, they would change up what they had to do. So it's an ever-changing evolution of what their treatment status is. So it wasn't a one type of treatment style medication fits all. So you had to take into consideration how people were changing and what else they were coming in for. Because we have to think about, what did people have before? How were their immune systems or their bodies compromised that did open up the door so they were more susceptible for something like COVID-19?
And as you go through, one of the sequelas seems to be both of the actual disease process, the COVID itself and the variants, but also with the vaccines, is the psychological, the anxiety pattern that seems to show up. And it stays, it's ugly. And there are people that, to the point where they've been at home and it hits, so they lose it completely. They've had to call 911 to transport them to the hospital. But going back to specifically the topic that we're talking about, the study that I was looking at looked at not only the effectiveness, but the safety in using acupuncture for that type of situation and the immediate effectiveness of that and its impact on emotional presentations due to any of these things. And I'm sure that you're knee deep into this as well.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, one, what the emotional impact, not only on adults, but also children who have had their lives disrupted by not being able to get into school, just whole families and everything. It definitely is going to be something down the line that, while we think about all the physical symptoms, the mental, emotional stuff is definitely needs to be addressed. And acupuncture is one of the ways that we do that already. And most people that come in now, we deal with, since I deal with a lot with women's medicine and fertility, it tends to be PMS and mood swings and hot flashes and stuff. And what tends to happen is it's an imbalance. There's a trigger in there. And so if we can get the body to say, this trigger is not as bad as it is and I can deal with this, that it starts to change their emotional status as well too. Because we don't give emotions, we're talking about the side effects of something that physically happened like the vaccine. But if we don't give emotions their fair share due and take them into consideration as far as a trigger of immune factors, we're completely forgetting that things like depression and anxiety depletes the immune system as well. So if that's already an issue going into something that just happened this past year, we need to find an easier way to address it. And sometimes acupuncture tends to be the number one way to do that.
We're talking about something that is so impactful that, unfortunately, Western medicine is just now beginning to really appreciate and understand the application of acupuncture in traditional Chinese medicine when it comes to dealing with emotional impact, immunological responses, let alone pain control. That's when it was first introduced into this country and the effect that it would have along that basis, and extremely, extremely effective, obviously. But when it comes to the sequela of any viral situation, let alone what we just went through, or increasing your immune response so you don't get this stuff, there's very few things that are as impactful as acupuncture and the application from TCM or traditional Chinese medicine. And, this is something that we've seen repeatedly. I've practiced acupuncture since I started practice way back in the day in 1977. I hate to even put it out there. But in our office, it's part of the puzzle. And as Dr. Stephanie, you just said, this is a piece that if we don't pay attention to it, immune responses become far more dampened when the emotional response is not controlled. And this is important. Dr. Stephanie will be in-house this Wednesday evening, the 30th of this month at 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. And she's going to be talking about the immune system and acupuncture, and also how you can support and protect yourself, but all these other side effects. We'd love to have you as our guest. We're back in office. We're back presenting at the Results Center. We have tremendous amount of space. We'd love to have you there. You're going to be very safe. Call us at 703-698-7117 and register today. We need to have that registration so we can prepare for you, so we know what to do with making sure that everybody is very comfortable coming into that practice. So give us a call, 703-698-7117, and they'll take information. We'll confirm your attendance. Those of you who've heard Dr. Stephanie before know she is amazing. She's brilliant. And when she makes really complicated issues very simple in how they come about. Dr. Stephanie, let's talk a little bit more about the impact just across the board relative to immune response and why this method of application of treatment is so far superior than most other things. But the immediacy of it, I mean, it works like right now.
Right. As soon as, and this is the explanation I usually give a lot of my patients, is there's an awareness whenever you put, when you're doing needling and you're using a very small finite needle to make a very physiological change, just like in a chiropractic session, it's kind of like the hands putting on and doing a chiropractic adjustment or using a food group to make a change on a dietary pattern. The body becomes aware very quickly, not because of a pain response, but because of an awareness, just like a bug bite. Think of those really big bug bites that we get and we go to slap that bug and it's not there anymore, but it's aware of it. Something's going on. So you have the nervous system already checking in. It's sending blood flow locally to that area because it doesn't know what happened. Are you bleeding out? Is there infection? What's going on? So you have the nervous system, the cardiovascular system involved. You also basically are getting the hormones involved because now you're going to release systems that may be able to help out with pain control. But all that is happening on a really quick system, and it's happening within moments of when you insert that needle. So the main thing that ends up happening is that people first get relaxed. So their body says, get your mind out of the way. Let me heal this. Let me take care of this for you. And so what I'm using is specific points that work for the person to make sure that we can optimize not only their healing system, but also their wellness as well, too, because we do have plenty of people who come in who feel healthy and well. They want to continue that. And that's probably the biggest thing that came out of COVID that I see now is that people want to make sure that they're staying healthier longer, but that they also have options of what they can do when they feel like something's coming on instead of having to run to the doctors. So they're coming to us to kind of say, what can I do to optimize my health at this moment so that if something kind of comes down the line, I'm ready to go for it.
You know, we've forgotten through this whole craziness over this last 18 months or so that the body's immune system is supposed to be strong enough to protect us from all kinds of things. And this is a key. This is an application that you're going to understand that can make that happen. We're going to come back after some very important messages. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina. We're talking about acupuncture and your immune system. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. You know the math. Those of you who are listening to us from other parts of the country and other parts of the world, thank you very much. And you know what time that happens. We really appreciate you. And as always, you know, I don't know how it happens, but those of you who are in the military that seem to find us and send us messages, number one, we salute you. Thank you very much for doing what you do. And we couldn't be who we are and do the work that we do without you. But be assured that we will get back to you with anything that you need. All you got to do is reach out, and you can always do that by going to rozellcare.com. If you want to reach me directly, you can go to drtomroselle.com. That's drtomroselle.com. But you can reach any member of the Rozelle Center staff by going to rozellcare.com. My guest today, Dr. Stephanie Pina. We've been talking about acupuncture and your immune system and why it's so impactful. And in the days where we're seeing all kinds of sequela, if you will, residuals from not only a viral pattern that has bugged us now for a year and a half, but other viruses and other immunological things that are out there, but also the residuals that we're starting to see because of some of the vaccines. Even though that they've minimized some of the impact, they're there. And you're seeing things with pericarditis and myocarditis. These are inflammatory reactions of the covering of the heart and the heart muscle itself, anxiety reactions and things of nausea and muscle ache and pain and so forth. Dr. Stephanie, this Wednesday evening, the 30th, you're going to be in-house and you're going to be presenting this topic, acupuncture, your immune system, but from a traditional Chinese medicine point of view. And if nothing else, people are going to have the ability to walk away with information they can apply right now to help themselves. And again, we encourage you, we'd love to have you as our guest, 703-698-7117, or simply RoselleCare.com and register for this class. But what are you going to cover? What can people expect to walk away with?
No, a lot of times when it comes to acupuncture, there's just a lot of questions because it's kind of a difficult concept to understand. How could something so small make such a big difference? And then we have the fear of needles and, you know, any kind of spiritual issues with it. And so a lot of the times I like to open it up and make sure these questions are actually answered, as well as going over some of the physiological responses and how acupuncture can work on the whole body and not just kind of limit it out saying, oh, today we're just working on pain, because we know that a lot of the times we have different types of responses. If we're in pain, we may not be, we may be more inflamed overall, and that might affect other areas of the body. So we want to go over what does acupuncture do, some of the basis of it, so we have a better understanding in our common day terminology to clear that up. How does it affect the immune system on a broader scale? And then also some of the specific questions that people might actually have that they haven't been able to ask us because we haven't been in-house. So we've got a year's worth of questions probably sitting there waiting to be answered. And at the same time, we want to make sure they have some take-home stuff as well, too. There's stuff that you can do at home that apply these same principles that are good starters, and that gives practitioners like myself, who have been practicing for over 15 years, have been at the Results Center coming this mid-July for finishing up the 11th year.
That's right. It's been that long. I know. It's scary.
but give them information that can kind of start them on their journey, too. So this might be the time, if you've ever been thinking about it, doing acupuncture, getting more information, this is a perfect opportunity to come in, ask those questions, and kind of get it broken down. And we can even bring it back to show you what the nice little relaxation room that it looks like, you know, while we're in the office as well, too, because that's hot. Part of the feeling is finding a place that you can feel like you can heal and rest and have that good experience there if you've had a negative experience before.
Yeah, come and join us. Come see the practice. I think that you're going to really enjoy, I'll use the old cliche, the ambiance of what we have at that center. And, you know, Dr. Stephanie, wow, it's been 11 years. You know, you're part of the family, so I forget about time. Things just pass by as they pass by. And we still like each other most of the time. It's a solid family, and that's the beauty of what we have there, is that we all interrelate well with each other. We have a great team. We have people who cooperate with each other and communicate with each other. You know, really enjoy this. This is for you. This is why we do these programs. We want to give you as much data, as much information as we possibly can, so you can help yourself, so we can take the veil off the fear patterns in so many different types of conditions and really teach you how your immune system should respond, teach you what you can do in living in your life to be able to handle certain things, whether it's in any condition, in any approach. There's the considerations that we've always talked about, is that there's only three things that cause anything to happen. There's either injury, and injury can be subtle or significant, biochemical, in today's world, bioelectrical, anything that's outside the body affecting the body inside, and the emotional state, as we talked about. Those are the three stressors, if you will, that affect bodies' capacity to do what it's supposed to be doing naturally. And acupuncture is one of the primary systems that, if it's failing, if it's not working, the energy platform of the body, if you will, you're not going to be able to do what your body was designed to do, is keep you well and keep you healthy. And then the guidance that you're going to get just from attending a class like this, coming, you know, and saying, hey, listen, I'm just interested. I want to find out what this is all about. And you have, you know, obviously no obligation. You come in, you listen, you take the data, you ask questions, and just with that, you're going to be 1,000 times better off than you were before you walked in. So we'd love to have you. All you got to do is give us a call. It's 703-698-7117. And register. If, you know, go online, you could register that way too. Go to RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com, RoselleCare.com. And we'll be happy to have you and host you, if you will, in our office. You know, Dr. Stephanie, you know, I'm going to say real quick, I have a 10-year-old grandson that loves his acupuncture. And when he's there, he says, are those the only needles you're going to put in me? The guy likes to be covered. He's a crazy boy. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Remember, we do this for one reason and one reason only. We love you all. See you next week. Bye.